Exercise 1B, page 77.
His face is a mask of determination as his fingers fumble with the lace of his shoe. Under his breath, he says over and over again, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this." The people in the room stand watching, silently cheering him on. A huge shout goes up as he finally, after countless attempts, manages to make a perfect bow. No, this story is not about a four-year-old learning to tie his shoelaces. It is, however, a story about a very courageous 60-year-old Canadian man named Frank Harbinek. Several years ago, Frank lost four of his fingers in a terrible accident at the factory where he worked. Along with losing his fingers, he lost the ability to do many of the everyday things that most of us take for granted. Without the help of his loving wife Zlata, Frank was unable to pull up his trousers, put on his socks, cut up his meat, or tie his own shoelaces. That has all changed now, thanks to technology. In June, Frank entered West Park Healthcare in Toronto to be fitted with prostheses, artificial body parts. In Frank's case, the prostheses were four new fingers. The artificial fingers are made of a silvery grey material and look strangely robotic. However, once a cover has been put over them, they will look exactly like the fingers on Frank's other hand. What with the difficult operation and the lengthy recuperation period, Frank has been through a terrific ordeal. But the important thing is that he is through it, and he is now ready to take on the world. Grinning from ear to ear, Frank told reporters that one of the first things that he is going to do when he gets home is invite friends round for a meal.
"We're having a dinner party tomorrow night, and I'm doing all the cooking. Zlata has been through so much, I am giving her the night off."
Zlata smiles and adds,
"Before Frank's accident, our hobby was fly fishing. Fishing season opens in a few weeks, and with the luck we've been having lately, I just know we're going to catch a big one this year."